told me that you were born in Florida, was it? You have to say yes so you can get it.
Oh, yeah.
I can't record a nod, George. When?
23.
1923?
Yeah.
Born and raised there.
Uh-huh.
Where'd you first start being banging on the drum on the can there?
Houston.
In Houston? What gave you the idea for it?
I was trying to get a job as a drummer. And I couldn't get the job unless I had my own drums. And I tried to make loans from several sources to buy drums to get my first job, and couldn't get the money. So I got some cans and fixed them up like drums and started playing on street corners in Houston.
Hmm. When was that?
That was in the early 50s.
Early 50s?
Did your parents or anybody in your family ever play music?
I ain't got no parents.
So it was just something...
They all did.
Something you just sort of felt like doing then, huh? Well, I imagine you knew you had a talent for it.
Mm-hmm. I always did like rhythm-type music, such as xylophone, piano, drum. Uh-huh. Anything you bang on, that's what I was like.
And did you get most of your songs by just observing people and kind of...
Mm-hmm. Making them up?
How do you make them up?
Make them up as I go along. I got my first time yet to do this same one twice the same way.
Well, they're pretty good songs. Is there one thing or another that you particularly like to sing about?
Say the truth, no.
Do you use the songs to tell, you know...
First thing comes to my mind.
First thing comes to your mind. Here comes that amateur drum beater right there. He said he's not going to sleep. He's going to listen.
if he plays something.
He's going to play something. Don't worry. You'll hear him. And don't worry a bit about them, because we told them they could stay up and listen.
Don't bother me.
You can make it as loud as you want. What about... say, what did you do for a living before you started banging on the drums?
Piano.
Played the piano?
Have you played it lately at all?
Acapulco.
You just sort of travel around and find a place?
No, I practiced in one place.
Practiced in one place, huh? And you said you lived in Houston for a while, then Galveston,
mm-hmm.
And then Fort Worth?
Yeah. I go to Houston for the winter.
Yeah.
I went on for about 6 or 8 years, and then I started going to Fort Worth. That lasted about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was considering Galveston as home base.
Yeah, until they built the old folks home.
Yeah.
And that put you...
You mean it was making too much noise for them, or what?
Driving the crowd.
Yeah, I had to stop playing at 10 o'clock every night.
And down there, that's what, just when people getting started down there.
Mm-hmm. And people didn't have nowhere else to go, and that's when my crowds got big.
Yeah. He played down there in front of the gift shop on the seawall. Well, I used to see you down there when I was going fishing and things like that, and coming back, you know, and things like that. You'd be always setting up and get ready to start just as I was coming back from fishing. A couple of times I stopped, you know, to listen.
Have you ever gone back to Florida?
Mm-mm.
The beaches there, to play there or something?
No. Consider yourself a Texan now, huh? Well, that's groovy. We need more good drum beaters in Texas.
I found it to be the best state I haven't been in since I've been big enough to know about anything.
Do you like to travel, or...?
And the news media kept me from going back to Florida.
Oh, really? How come?
Yeah, all this movement.
Oh. You mean the civil rights stuff and things like that?
Yeah.
Just thought it was going to be a little too wild down there, or thought that you couldn't say what you wanted to say?
No, I just didn't want to go down there.
Oh. I can understand that.
Have you ever thought about going to California?
If you don't take part in anything, me for myself, if I ain't going to take part in anything, I'd rather not be around it.
That's right.
One way or the other.
Do you have any strong feelings about things that you feel you want to express, you know?
Nothing except management and promotion that would be on the level. Something starting up here, impossible.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you seem to want to express yourself through your music.
Yeah.
And you seem to want to tell people.
That's the bigger percentage of it, but I refuse to ever mention it in words.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I know your songs always deal with the kind of the human condition, you know, I mean, how people treat each other.
You don't say how good you can shine a pair of shoes by, I can make them look so you can see yourself. Mm. You don't understand how to exercise it. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Then sometime I might say, do you like your shine? Think I'll ever learn how to shine shoes after I get through, you know, something like that.
Yeah. Right, I understand.
It's like I have shine shoes, and that was the method I used.
Really? In other words, the demonstration is the proof. When you do it, and do it well, that's what the whole thing's about.
Sometimes a demonstration can prove, I mean, I'm going to say prove, but verify or signify not only what you can do, but what you...
How you feel about it?
Want it to be placed.
Yeah, how you feel.
Because you have to be around a thing at least 7 straight days in order to estimate that. And you got to know something about the field to be able to do that behind a 7-day being around it.
Yeah, right, the time.
7-day appearance. In other words, you can sense the way a guy plays. If he's a real musician, I'll say first, you got to be a real musician from the inside, through what you can remember, and exercise and coordinate. And I might use the term cooperate too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that goes in. A
whole lot of it, yeah.
In other words, you observe a musician for about 7 days. If you're pretty well equipped to knowing things. You sense the way he plays under circumstances. See?
Mm-hmm.
You can pretty well tell from that.
You see him in different situations and how he performs and what he does with it.
That way you can just about tell what kind of crowd he wants to play for. And
what he's trying to say, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who would be some of your favorite musicians?
Right now...
I mean of all time. Of all time.
Dave Rubeck, Stan Kenton, Earl Garner, Fat Wallace, Chick Webb, Chain Krupa, Stan Kenton, Duke Ellington, Johnny Hodges, Flip Phillips, Dizzy Gillespie, and this Mexican guy, I can't think of his name right now.
Good jazz orchestras.
Yeah, the guys that are really trying to do new and yet solid jazz.
Instead of just a lot of noise and crap.
Right. That's what I feel about it too. I don't like the stuff that's real new, and I don't like the stuff that's real, real old. I like the guys that, like Ellington is my favorite of all time. The kind of guy that's sort of trying to present something more than just sounds, you know, a feeling.
The newness of anything relies in the development of the theme by the artist or musician.
That's right.
That is the newness. What makes it new is original from wherever it comes from right then.
That's right. It's not just trying to make something different. Because anybody can make it.
No music can be new no longer than 1 minute after it's been played.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good observation, in fact. That's going to the notes. I know what you mean. Well, I noticed in your songs, George, the ones I've heard so far, a couple I heard last night, and the ones I've heard down in Galveston, the ones I heard on that record that Mac made, and ones we heard today, you seem to like to talk about man, you know, and how man is treating each other, and the relationships between people, and you know, this sort of thing. I think you do it beautifully.
Well, any real man, if he want to be a real man, he can't wiggle out of a situation just looking out for himself and the hell with you. That it's impossible to improve the earth in that manner.
Yeah. I'll buy that.
If you can have an influence to cause people to see on a level, you can get yourself out of a situation, and when you get out of a situation, you don't have to worry about somebody else trying to connive or scheme a way to throw it right back in it, because you're out of it truly. You ain't out of it through scheme.
That's right. It's an honest thing, yeah. Well, I don't know. That sort of sums up the way I feel that, you know, all your songs are talking about things like that, honesty. It's like that song you sang today about the little dog.
Do you remember that one?
Mm-hmm. Because that made an impression on my children.
Yeah, they remembered it.
there's something that they say that a person, you know, that's got the poetic spirit can talk to the wisest person in the world and to the smallest children. And I think there's something valid in that, because, you know, there's something about truth that reaches all level of people. Mm. I think. I feel that way anyway. And that's the way that song. What do you use in your coffee, George? Anything particular? Cream
and sugar? Ring.
Huh?
Benzedrine.
I can't offer you any Benzedrine. I got a little. I got some good bourbon out there.
No.
I still got the rest of that wine.
No.
Not even hardly fussed with it.
And I got cream and sugar.
A little sugar, no cream. No, I better not eat nothing sweet. I just have high blood pressure sometimes.
Oh, I see. I'm bothered with the same complaint. And I got 8 different kinds of pills. 8? I'm not kidding.
What is that?
Huh?
What is it?
For high blood pressure.
What's the name of them? Do you know?
No. Uh-uh. They didn't tell me. All
Let me look at them. I can pretty well tell you.
I work.
No, I mean, I get no food in my mouth. No food. I can't whistle with it.
You about ready to?
Yes, anybody try to whistle with a soda crack in the mouth? I'm gonna chew it up.
You want to get a total picture of San Antonio down there on that Alamo Plaza, don't you?
Some of every kind of people walk by that.
Oh,
place,
yeah.
Something. You reckon you're going
to
go back?
Of course, you got to study people in order to know just about what to teach them.
That's right.
You can't just rig up a set pattern like you would a bucket of water and pour it on them and expect them to drink it.
Yeah.